Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. Well, at the time of this recording, Thanksgiving Day is just a few days away, and chances are most of us will spend at least part of the day with family, and likely that will include your kids or maybe even your grandkids. My husband and I live several hours away from his son and granddaughter, so we won't be able to be together on Thanksgiving. But maybe you also are a long distance from your kids or grandkids. But regardless of the distance, regardless of age, our kids and grandkids are never far from our hearts. You know, when it comes to children and grandchildren, I agree with author Tommy Nelson, the author of the book, The 12 Essentials of Godly Success, who writes this, quote, "How you are doing as a parent colors every aspect of your life." He goes on to write, "You could lose your job or even your health, and it would be all right as long as your family is following God," end quote. Well, in order to have a biblically successful life, parenting plays a critical role. If your kids are grown, you may feel like you no longer play a significant role or that your influence in their lives has, well, it's not the same. But let me assure you, you still matter to them and you still have influence in their lives. Look, none of us is perfect, so none of us did a perfect job at parenting or grandparenting. Hey, we all know more now than we did when they were little, and we all have things that we would do differently now. But we cannot hang our heads in living guilt over the past. We have the opportunity each day now to renew our own parenting skills and parent today at whatever age our children are, just the way that God shows us. Ephesians 6 gives us instruction, as do many passages in Scripture on parenting. But Ephesians 6, 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Goes on to say, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. It goes on to say, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Oh, the same could be said for moms. You know, Tommy Nelson has suggested 8 essentials for parenting, which can be applied to your children or your grandchildren today, whatever the ages are. So from chapter 11 in the 12 Essentials of Godly Success, here they are, the 8 essentials for parenting or grandparenting. Number 1, peace. Peace. Maintaining a home where there is peace, first and foremost, between you and your spouse is essential for children or grandchildren. And if you're no longer married to your children's father, do all in your power to be amicable. You know, even your children who are grown, remember that they need a peace-filled home that's modeled to them. Number 2 is time. We have all heard it before, and it is so true. Kids, no matter what age they are, spell love, T-I-M-E. No matter their age, remember that your children or grandchildren respond well when you listen to them, when you sit with them, visit with them, and when you make memories together. You know, these days, time can come sometimes not in personal time, but FaceTime or even Skype calls or even sometimes by text. But don't give up. Even if they aren't responsive at times, it matters to them that they know that you are reaching out to them. Time. Number 3 is truth. We as Christian parents and grandparents are called to immerse our kids and grandkids in God's truth. If your kids are still young, read Bible stories to them or watch VeggieTales together. The truth of God's word will sink in. You know, there may come a time, or maybe there already has with your adult children, when they turn away from God's truth. It doesn't happen to all, thankfully, but it does happen. But you know what? Remember that the Lord has promised that His word does not return void. Never give up. Number 4 is example. Example. You know, we're not perfect as parents or grandparents, you know, but our kids are watching anyway, and there's always an opportunity to be a positive example to them, especially when they see us as we treat each other and as we treat other people. Number five is esteem. Esteem. God created our kids and our grandkids with unique personalities and gifts and talents, and we want to esteem that. We want to send a message of how proud we are of who God made them to be. You know, we can never tell them enough just how much we thank God for giving them to us. Number six is acceptance. Acceptance. A child or grandchild responds to our consistent, unconditional love. They need to know that we love them always and accept them always, even if we're not always pleased by some of their choices or by some of their behavior. We will not always agree with our children, but we will always love them. Number seven is affection. Our kids and grandkids need our hugs, no matter what age they are. They need to have hugs, whether they're 6 or 66. You know, and if you haven't hugged them lately, oh, I hope you'll have an opportunity to do that soon. And number eight, discipline. Proverbs 13:24 says, "He who withholds discipline hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." You know, children, whether young or old, need to have boundaries set and hear the word no, and they need discipline. We all had that growing up, and they need that as well. You know, it's never too late to set healthy boundaries. Well, you know, no matter the age of your kids or grandkids, these eight are so essential. Peace, time, truth, example, esteem, acceptance, affection, and discipline. But the one that could never be surpassed or overlooked, that kids need the most, is that we pray for them, that we pray with all of our heart on a daily basis for our children and grandchildren, again, no matter if they're adult children or young. We pray with all of our hearts that their hearts would remain tender toward the Lord. If we have children or grandchildren who've already accepted Christ, we pray that they grow to become godly young men and young women who have impact for others. And if they've not yet accepted Christ, we pray that their hearts would be tender, that they would continue to hear and hear from the Lord as he knocks on their hearts, that he draws near to them, that they will draw near to him. No matter what their age is, it's never too late. Never give up. Never give up on your prayer of salvation for your children or grandchildren. Stay on your knees, because God hears our prayers on behalf of our children and grandchildren. He tells us that. We know that. So we can fix our minds on things that are absolutely true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable, and think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy when it comes to our children and grandchildren. We know what is true and right. We pray to be the example for them that they need to see of Christ shining his light, oftentimes and more often than not, by our actions, not our words. So thank you for listening, and I pray you received a message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live, First Things First, Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth, @spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.